Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and it is Wednesday, middle of the week. I like to think of this part of the day on Wednesday as we're on our way up the hump, being it's hump day. And my question to everyone is when you get to the top of the hump today, Wednesday, the 2nd of March, what's on the other side? What is your plan for the afternoon today? What time do you think you'll get done working? Have you planned it out? Do you have anything lined up for your family this evening? For yourself? Maybe you're just going to hang out with your dog. I don't know. But my question to you is, when you started out today, you know, when you're rushing out of the door to get to work on time, or you were rushing down the hall to get to your office on time, where you were pushing yourself out of bed so that you can make sure you could office from home and be on time for that call, what was it that you had planned for the end of the day? Most people don't have an answer for that. They're too busy getting started. And I get it. But here's my thing. This morning when I got up, of course, it's like every other morning, I wasn't really ready to get up yet. I just had to. It's part of our schedule. It's part of our routine. I got my coffee. I did my reading. I got ready for radio shows. And I'm excited because, well, this is my second show today. And after this, I just have some office work to do. But I know what I'm going to be doing at 3 o'clock. I'm going to be walking out of my office, done for the day, and I'm just going to relax. Maybe I take the dog for a walk. Maybe I cook dinner for my wife. Maybe I'll just hang out and veg out on the chair looking at something stupid on television. But I do know what I'm going to do because I worked this past weekend. I walked all the way through. Like most entrepreneurs, we work 24/7. I am starting to create balance. This is the third month of the year. I've been running and going and running and going, and as I looked down my list last night and decided what I've been doing and not doing and what I skipped over, what I haven't done since November that was a routine, I'm behind. You know, it's March Madness, right? Basketball tournament. That's what I thought of, March Madness. I am not going to go through March in this stage. I'm going to go through March in a process where I eliminate the madness and I build opportunity for balance so that I can enjoy the month. So I can spend time with my loved ones. So I can spend some time with myself. So I can be better for my clients. I can be better for the people that I do business with on a daily basis. Now, we all have that opportunity. It's just, are we willing to take a chance? Because what's the first thing that comes to mind? Oh, I need to make money. I got to have this. And I know the mailman shows up every day at your house. I get it. I know that I always have more month than money. I get that too. But if you're out serving your clients, if you're out serving the public, if you're out truly trying to help others, you'll gain enough business from that. The rest just happens. You know, I blame it on God. He does all that part. I try not to worry about it. Have I managed to do that? No. I sweat it every day. But I'm getting better at picking a time of the day where I shut it off. And if I can get just 20 minutes of freedom in my mind where I don't have to think about it, I've succeeded. What's your challenge? What are you trying to do? How are you balancing your day? Because, you know, before you know it, October 31st will be here. And we'll be thinking, oh, I have to plan next year. Do we ever look back at what we've already done? This is the start of the third month of the year. I look back the first 2 months. Man, I blew it up. Blew it up so much, everything went flying everywhere. So I don't know where it is. I got to gather it all up. I got to tally it all up. I got to see what I did. So I know I paid my bills. I made it. Okay, that's great. But what did I do right? What did I do wrong? How can I balance that? How can I be better and more available for my family at the end of the day? Because if we're working to pay our bills, we forgot about our family. And if we're working to take care of our family, we got to remember to be available for them. So it's a tough mixture. And I don't care if you're a stay-at-home dad, a stay-at-home mom, a CEO, a business owner, a volunteer, or an employee. We all have a responsibility in life, and that is to make sure that we make ourselves available for the people we love. So if you're saying something different than that, you're in for a surprise at the end of your journey. Just saying. Okay, so my name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central on Workshop Wednesdays. This is a show where we like to bring people on to market what they're doing. Okay? An easier word, to show off what they're doing, because these people have taken time out to help others. They're going to be able to teach you things that they do in their business that you can learn to help do in your business. Now, you can't be me, and I can't be you, and you can't be them. But we can take notes to make a difference in our own lives with things that we see or do. Now, if you have something to say about the show or a comment or a question, you can dial into the show 347-989-1363 to listen by phone, or press 1 if you want to ask a question. So if you're home or you're by your computer and you're listening to the show and you have to do something, just dial in by phone and you can walk away and keep listening and play it through your car radio. I hope that everyone takes that opportunity. You can learn more about Workshop Wednesdays by going to workshop-wednesdays.com. You can learn about all the shows on the Tough Talk Radio Network by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. I'm always looking for new hosts. We just started a new show this week called Writers Nation Radio. It was a incredible launch yesterday. It airs every Tuesday from 11:30 to 12:30 Central Time. And we're always looking for more shows. I'm looking for someone to do a home improvement show and a cooking show and another sports show. So if it's something you're interested in, email me, tony@tonygambone.com. If you're someone out there that's trying to get recognized and need a platform to do it but don't have the time to do it, we need to talk. One last thing, connect with me on Facebook at Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network, on Twitter at Tony Gambone or TTR Network. If you want to connect with us socially, just type in my name or Tough Talk Radio Network in the Google search bar and we'll be able to connect. My guest today is a young lady by the name of Arlene Gale, and she has spent over 25 years writing. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back from a commercial break, and we're going to introduce her to the show. But she's been the bestseller. She's won awards. There's a whole list of stuff that we're going to go through. But most important, we're going to be able to find out who Arlene is, where she's from, what makes her do what she does, and how she can help you. So fill up your coffee cup, get another bottle of water, get a bigger piece of paper, and be ready to take notes. We'll be right back after this here short break.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and we are here on Workshop Wednesdays. And this show here today is being sponsored by the txauthors.com. Check them out. They got a big event at the end of April. You can go to txauthors.com and learn more. Click on the COAD tab to find out how you can register. If you're an author, thinking about being an author, if you're that speaker that drags around a box of books that you keep forgetting to take out of your trunk, this is a place for you to go to. Check it out. It's April 30th through May 1st in Austin, Texas, and you don't have to be in Texas to attend. My first guest, as I mentioned, she's a multiple award-winning author. Her name is Arlene Gale, and I don't want to waste any more time. I want to bring her up to the show. Arlene, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tony. Thank you very much for having me on today.
It is my pleasure. I'm excited because I've authored a couple books. I'm new at it. You've been doing this for 25-plus years. I'm getting a chance to pick your brain and learn the ups and downs and see how you've dealt with the things across the period of time that, we all make mistakes at, and maybe you could help one or two people eliminate some of the mistakes. You know, we're very strong-minded people, so we insist on making a couple of them. So tell me where you're calling in from, where you're from originally.
Well, I'm calling in today from North Texas. I live on 10 acres in rural West Fort Worth with my husband of 33 years and my sons and some sheep and goats and donkeys. And this is the place I've called home now for about two decades. I was born in San Antonio, but I'm a military brat. My dad was in the Air Force, so we moved around a lot. So I didn't really have much of what I would have called home until my husband and I made this home here in North Texas.
Now, Arlene, you know, you and I were talking before the show started, and I know this is about being an award-winning author, but I want to brag about you for one thing for a minute. About being an award-winning mother, okay?
Well,
we were chatting about the event for TX Authors, and this is how we've connected through Alan Bourgeois, who has introduced me to a lot of authors. But we talked about if you were going to be at the event, and we were saying out of 52 weeks out of the year, the only weekend that you had plans with your son for an event was that weekend, and you started telling me about that. Can you tell I want the audience to know more about you. So tell them about the event.
Well, thank you very much. I have two sons, and my husband and I have coached both of them through an organization called FIRST, which stands for Inspiration in Robotic Science and Technology. It's an international organization that does robotics. So we started with both of our sons at about 8 or 9 years old to compete in this robotics program. It's a fabulous program. It's multifaceted. Not only do these kids build and program robots, but they have to do a research project based on the annual theme and find a problem and a solution. These kids range this year from 11 to 14 years old, and they have my son is 14, and he has 3 provisional patents for products he's developed as part of participating on this robotics team. But a week before I found out that I had just won this Texas Authors Award and found out about this, receiving it the same weekend, my team qualified as the number one grand championship team in North Texas. And with that came an invitation to go to St. Louis, Missouri, to be one of 106 teams from around the world to compete in this international competition. And I think I told you that, you know, there's 4 team members. I birthed one of them, but I love them all. So as it's just one of those things as a mother and as a coach, I just, you know, I can't lie and say it was a hard decision because my heart is with my kids. And it's also about taking care of me. And part of my passion and part of what I've done throughout my whole life is to balance, you know, work and family and the things that I love. And so the choice came that as a coach and as a mother, we're going to St. Louis to compete in this World Robotics Championship Tournament. And we're going to make great memories together. And win, lose, or draw, we're going to do it as a team.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And as I mentioned in my monologue, you know, a lot of us, you know, we're busy. We stay very busy. The internet allows us to be even busier. And sometimes we forget about spending time with our family. And the next thing you know, they're off to college and we're thinking what happened. So I think that's awesome. I applaud you for that.
So, well, thank you.
Well, I want to tell everybody they can go to Arlene Gale. com to learn, follow along with us on this interview. You've authored multiple award-winning books. So what I want to find out is, have you always been a writer since you were younger, or is this something that happened later on, and how did that come about?
Well, I've kept a journal most of my life. The book is about my story of growing up in a multi-generational legacy where there's alcoholic abuse on one side of the family, and then culture and religion used as abuse to hold women back or keep them in their place on the other side of the family. So growing up, there was a lot of conflict, and I wrote about that just for myself and trying to process those things. As a result, that journaling and the things that I've learned through that have now translated into some 6 companion journals that go with my book, Face Forward, Move Forward, because I've learned so much. It's so easy to get trapped in anger or fear or guilt or shame or whatever comes in the moment. And what I found is by writing about those things and then cooling off or walking away, I can come back and look at those things and see that, you know, maybe they weren't as bad as I thought they were. Or, you know, I wrote in my love journal my discovery that, you know, during this phase in my life where I thought all these people I'm hanging around with are just plain unlovable, you know? And so I write about all these people in my life who are unlovable, and then I go back about a month or so later and I go, oh no, that day I was the one that was maybe not so lovable. So those kinds of insights have come through my writing for many, many years. For 25 years, I wrote for profit, I guess. I was a technical writer for engineering firms, banks, insurance companies, because that's what paid the rent. And I didn't do a lot of personal writing at that time because I think fear kind of took over and self-confidence or lack thereof took over. So I was content in writing for businesses. And I did that for, like I said, 25 years. And I finally got to the point where I decided, you know, there's so much pain in this world, and there's so many people that are just stuck in it. And I've been there, and I know what it feels like. And I've been a survivor, and I don't want to be a survivor. And I don't like seeing other people who are hurt from whatever's happened, betrayal, abuse. I don't like seeing that hurt and that them being stuck. So I wrote my book, My Face Forward, Move Forward, which is about my journey and about the tools that I've used to reframe the negativity or the labels that we put on ourselves, the tools that I've used to deal with situations in the heat of the moment. So that kind of tells you a little bit about where I came from in writing and how varied my career has been. I mean, I've written radio and television commercials. I've written short stories. I've written newspaper articles. I love to write, and I have for most of my life.
Well, I think it's awesome how you've been preparing to share a story of your journey. The book Face Forward, Move Forward, The Journey to Discard a Painful Past and Determine a New Legacy of Peace and Possibilities. So many people can relate to that. If you go on Amazon and just type in Face Forward, Move Forward, it's going to pop up, okay? But the reviews on it are awesome. They are awesome. So tell me, when you were writing this story, I knew that you probably were told that it's really going to help others overcome adversities and struggles and see different things. How much more was it for you to realize it after you wrote it, how it helped you?
Well, I think, you know, the actual writing process for the year was for that year where I sat down and said, okay, I'm going to do this. I had pretty much put some of these bits and pieces together, you know, as I traveled that road, you know, the journey of life, that pathway. I knew some of the topics I wanted to write. I was really blessed to have a wonderful editor in David Hughes who held me accountable to, you know, what parts are you not saying, or you brought this topic up, but you didn't really finish it. You kind of skirted around something else. So while I had felt like I had addressed most of the topics I wrote about, there were a few of them in there that, you know, all those years later still were very raw and very painful. So going through that, there's a chapter called The Year of Impossibilities, and it was just like bam, 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 bam. You know, we have those times in our life where, you know, we almost get afraid to answer the doorbell or answer the phone because what's the next bad thing that's going to happen? And I had that year. And writing about that was very, very tough. And I edited this book, and I read it, I don't know, a few million times. That's only probably just a slight exaggeration. But every single time, it just grabbed me, and it would pull something new out of me that needed to be healed. The healing process is, you know, it's not something that you can say, okay, I dealt with that, let's move on. Because there are times where things that we deal with continue to sneak up, and they sneak up to damage us, they sneak up to damage relationships. And so in writing this book, I had to address all of those things. So yes, it was very healing for me. It was healing in ways that I couldn't even imagine when I began the process.
Yeah, I say that because I wrote a book of my story, and when I read it, I was like, wow. I was ashamed of a lot of things in the beginning, and then I realized how it allowed me to have some freedom. Then, of course, I was worried about my kids reading it.
Right.
And then doing compilation books where I get other people to tell their stories, I thought, oh, that would be good. It would really empower so many people.
Mm-hmm.
But it really empowers the author so much, and it allows, it's like they unlock the door and you're allowed to release all that and just move forward. So I think it's really, really, really important for people to, whether it's on a napkin or whatever it is, jot it down when it's on your mind. Get it out. Just get it onto the piece of paper somehow. So tell me, do you speak off your book?
Oh, yes, sir, I do. There's a lot of topics in here that I speak on. You know, I have a master's degree in marketing, so I teach to business people. You know, the divorce rate in this country for first-time marriages is 50%, and it goes all the way up to 75% for third-time marriages. So one of the things that I correlate is those divorce numbers, but yet 95% of the population is either a business owner, a business manager, or works in an area where they have to positively communicate with customers or coworkers. So what would happen if we change the mindset for American business people to treat their families and talk to their spouses in the same way they would talk to customers? You know, the same, you know, when we talk to customers in a business setting, we want them to be happy. We'll make things right for them, even if it was a fault that basically began with the customer or was the customer's fault. As a business person, we will bend over to make sure that we save that relationship. So why is it in this country we don't work that hard to preserve our marriage relationships or to build those relationships with children or extended family? So that's, I give a lot of examples based around business plans and marketing plans and how we communicate in the business world and how you can apply that to parenting or spousal relationships to enhance communication. So I talk to business audiences. I talk to young women who have had a relationship fail and they had invested their whole heart, mind, and soul into that relationship, and then it falls apart for whatever reason. And we talk about, so what kind of power did you give him when he left? You know, when he left, you've allowed him to take his life and yours. How much better or different would your life be if you focused that energy on becoming all that you could be instead? I talk to people who have bipolar disease or chronic depression, you know, in defining their lives. And this applies to everybody. How do you see yourself? What labels do you put on yourself? How different is it to say, I am bipolar, as opposed to I have bipolar disease? If you say I am, you don't leave a whole lot of room for a whole lot of anything else. But if you say I have, then what you've done is you can picture, I mean, everybody loves chocolate, so let's picture a chocolate cake you cut into 8 pieces. If I have bipolar disease or chronic depression or I have whatever it is you're dealing with, the good news is that you still have 7 pieces that you can place your own labels on. So what do you want to be besides just bipolar? So it's a lot about reframing negativity and using positivity. It's about taking your power back. It's about cutting the drama in the self-talk that's negative that holds us back. It's about, one of my conversations is about the difference between need, want, and deserve, because we all have hopes and dreams, but until we believe we deserve them, we can't really live them out. So those are all topics from my book that I talk to, that I love to talk to people about, to give them a different way to think about themselves and how they interact with their world.
I love it. You know, I get in trouble when I say certain things when I'm speaking from my wife, who without her, you know, I wouldn't be able to do any of what I do. But I say that, you know, life, marriage, raising children, it's all a business. And, and you know, if you're not looking at it like that, I mean, because you got to be sure of what you say is right. You got to plan ahead to make sure that you don't make mistakes. You got to be able to learn from your mistakes. You have to be present. You have to be honest, open. You can't be right more than 40% of the time. I mean, it's a whole process of it. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's easier, and it's a shame because our society has allowed us to accept failure more so than success. So, when you have people like yourself that put it into a book and you go out and speak on it, I know that people probably come up to you after you're done speaking and just applaud you. But what is the response after they read your book? How does that, like, you know, that internal feeling that you get? Because, Arlene, let me ask you this. When you were going through these struggles before you put it on paper, no way were you able to look back down the path and go, what is, you know, like, I understand why I'm going through this. And it's like, why me, right? So when you get that review from them from reading your book, how does that make you feel?
Wow, there's, you know, yeah, for a writer and a public speaker, that's kind of that's one of those things that I'm at a loss for. I guess one of the things you said was the, we're all the same. You know, our hurts are different, our scars are different, our wounds may be different, but we're all the same in that we have one basic need, one basic want, and that is we all want to be loved. And when you boil it down to something that simple, it brings us together and it bonds us no matter what else has happened, because my hurt or pain is no better or worse or bigger or smaller than anybody else's. And that approach, I think, has drawn people in because, you know, I don't have a bunch of fancy letters behind my name. I don't have a bunch of book learning. Basically, I am reality TV. I've lived this. I know what has worked and hasn't worked in my life. I've had other people come up to me and say, hey, try this. Well, it worked great for them, but it just didn't work for me. So I don't have all the answers. I tell people I'm still not perfect. I work really hard at being just perfectly me. And that's the bottom line. And that's what I want for everybody. So when somebody comes up and they've read my book and they start telling me about their hurt or their pain or what one tool really spoke to them, all I can do is be humble and grateful. And I get a lot of hugs, and I'm a hug monster. I'm a hug freak. I love hugs, and that is the best payoff that I could get from writing this book. So it is, I guess in a couple words, I would say I am very humbled by people who take the time to read my book and very grateful for the blessing to have been in the time and place to be able to give them anything of value.
Yeah, I often say words cannot express the feeling that takes place after that. I'm always quick to look up and say thank you to the big guy, because
amen.
I know it had nothing to do to me, you know, but just to be able to understand the journey that we couldn't figure out going through, it's almost like you're thankful for it, so you can, you know, have this opportunity to share it with others. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's very rewarding. So,
well, and one of the things that you said about, you know, why me, why me, why me, I came to a point in my life that, you know, I've been very blessed. I can look back, like you said, and see all the angels on earth who have given me little nuggets to grow from. And one person told me, why not me? And why not me indeed? So what that means is, from why not me, where do I go from this? Where do I take this? Why did I survive? You know, I hear at least once a month, if not more often, on the news of a child who's been through abuse who didn't survive. And only but for the grace of God go I. So what was I, why did I survive, and why was I left here? All those questions, and the answer is, what if? What if? What if? What if I was meant to do this? What was I? What if I was meant to do this? What if I could do this? What, you know? What if? So this book is my answer to what if. You know, what if I can make a difference in one person's life in any small way? That's the answer to why not me.
Yeah, yeah. So you're the lady that comes and speaks to a group of people that, you know, they've already taken one step forward. Okay, but they haven't brought the second foot up to balance out
Correct.
Their stance. You're that person that brings that other foot forward to make them balance. So I think that's just awesome. I know that if people would recognize that every person out there has that ability to be so much more, it doesn't have to be a hard time to get there, but usually I always say that life-threatening situations make us open our eyes up.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody's life-threatening situation could be a little different. One could be health, one could be divorce, one could be an addiction.
Right.
You know, so there's those types of things. But I just really am excited that you are able to go out and make a difference like that. I want to go back to your children for
Thank
a second.
You. Okay.
They're teenagers. And, you know, we all, I mean, I've been blessed to be a part of five children's lives. And I have all the gray hairs to prove it. But at the end of the day, when I look back to what I've done, I spent 20 years in the casino business. I spent 10 years in the remodeling business. And now I'm in the internet business. And I'm allowed to see a difference from my children now that they're older. And as I look back, there's some mistakes I made. But moving forward, writing my book and stuff, my children look at that and they see things. What do your children, what do you see that they've learned from what you've written?
Oh, wow. The tools that I use that help me to remember not to make little things big things, I think are very valuable tools. And I hear my children talking about them, and they, you know, they even use them against me when I, you know, when I slip and or stumble, you know, they'll use them against me. I remember, you know, one example that comes to mind when my youngest was probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, and we were on the running late to go someplace in the car, traffic's, you know, barely doing the speed limit, and somebody comes by and they sit on their horn and they honk for like the 10 seconds it takes for them to come up to my bumper, swing around, and then get in front of me. And of course, you know, my little temper begins to flare and I start snarling and growling and trying not to say anything bad that I want my 8 or 9 year old to pick up from me. You know how it is. And, I start standing on my horn too, and from the back seat comes this little angelic voice that says, "You know, Mom, it's just a pebble on the road. It's a small thing. Don't let it ruin your day. But you have to decide how big this pebble is going to get." Yeah, really? Do I need that right now from my 8-year-old son? You know, but
yeah.
You know, while those thoughts are going in my through my mind, and I'm taking a deep breath and thinking, "Yeah, okay, he's right." There's a certain amount of, so I guess, pride that comes with the fact that, you know, I've done something right. And he's listening. You know, how many times do we wonder, are our kids even listening to what we have to say? And, you know, that's just one small example where, you know, he was listening. And not only was he listening, but he got it. And he figured out how to apply it. Of course, he applied it against me, but, you know, I've learned to forgive those things. So, as a parent, it's very gratifying to know that, you know, I am working so hard to break that cycle of abuse. And it's not just physical abuse, it's emotional, it's spiritual. It's those wounds that come that nobody ever sees that are harder, in my opinion, to heal. That, you know, it's so gratifying, and I am so blessed to have the opportunity to break that multi-generational legacy to teach something different, because my kids don't know the kind of pain that I grew up with and so many other people in this world have grown up with. And like I said, I can only thank God for the blessing of the opportunity to have children and to be a mother so that I can teach these lessons.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. I often used to say that my kids were hard of hearing because they never listened. But the thing of it is, I know that they hear, and I know because I have proof. You know, of the day that I heard my parents' voice coming out of my lips.
Oh yeah,
made me remember that I listened. I mean, I heard. I didn't listen, but I heard. So they just stored out of the way. And that's really good to know that they'll be able to move that towards their children when they're in a situation like that. They'll be able to have the tools, okay, to use from what you planted way back when. So that, I mean, it's just no explaining how awesome it is when people are willing to stand up and say, you know, if it's a group setting where someone's in an AA meeting, it all starts with, hi, my name is Tony Gambone, and I'm an alcoholic. Now, mm-hmm. you have to admit your problem before you can work on fixing the problem. And
right.
So not all of us are alcoholics or have addictions that we can go to a circle of people and sit in a room and introduce yourself. But we all have mirrors in our house. And I believe that that's mm-hmm. why mirrors were created, so that we can face the truth anytime we're ready.
Right.
And not have to worry about what people think.
Right.
So you've already did that, and you put it on paper, and now you're helping so many other people do that. Arlene, when's the next book coming out?
Oh, well, I've got the 6 companion journals that I've done that go with Face Forward, Move Forward. The newest one just came out. It's a youth journal, and it's written to empower young girls and young women. So that just came out. It's hot off the presses on Amazon.com as well. I have that I'm working on this year. I have a dear friend who is starting an organization, basically a Midwives Without Borders, and she wants to take midwifery and childbirth education and lactation consulting and prenatal care to countries all over the world and empower women in the pregnancy, labor, and birth process. And there are places in this world where they don't have doctors or midwives or nurses. Prenatal care is not, they're not even words that they know. So I'm going to help her write her story so that she can get out there and help to build this organization to empower women all over the world. Because really, when you think about it, well, when I think about it as a woman, you know, pregnancy is such a huge responsibility and so empowering. Labor and delivery, this is the same thing. It's so empowering as a woman to know what her options are and to trust her body, her heart, mind, and soul to do what's right for the child that they're carrying. So I'm very excited about that book and how that's going to have an impact on the world. I'm also working with a group of amputees that I'm hoping to write their stories. It'll be a compilation of short stories based on their experience. The amputees, what I found, come from, you know, 2 different camps. One of them is choices that they've made that have led them to limb loss. And then the other camp is choices that they were made and impacted them that they had no control over. So something like they were hit by a drunk driver, or they had cancer or some other disease that led to a limb loss. But despite which direction they came from to their limb loss, there's all those emotions of guilt, shame, anger, pain. It's the same emotions I dealt with. And how do you take those emotions and turn them around and take a stand and say, okay, that's what happened in the past, and my past does not have to define me. So now how do I literally take that next step to be all that I can be? So I really want to get more stories out in the world about empowerment. And there's, again, I go back to, there's so much pain in this world, and I just have a calling to do whatever little thing I can to spread this message of peace and possibilities, of hope. On the internet, if you go to my Twitter account, it's at Arlene_Gale. I talk about, I have created what I'm calling the positive posse, because I want to bring positive quotes, positive people, positive stories to social media, because so much of the stuff, especially right now during this political craziness, this silly season of politics, to have people focus on positive, what they can do, what they want to do, and how they can go about doing it. So that's all. That's all I'm doing for the rest of this year.
Very good. Seems like you're going to be able to take your time and enjoy a lot of life. You won't have too much on your hands.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I think it's awesome that you are finding, you know, I think that when people will put their story on paper, I think that it comes there for one reason, and it shows up to be rewarding, as we mentioned, but also it takes you down roads you never even thought you were going to be at. So going back 10 years ago, you were writing stuff for companies. This was never even an option in your mind, was it?
No, because at that time I was trying to survive. I was trying to pay rent, put gas in my car so I could get back and forth to work. But honestly, truthfully, what I've discovered is that back in those times, those years, I said I wanted to write this, I said I wanted to do this and other pieces of writing, but I didn't have the confidence to do it. I was not far enough along in my journey to believe that I could or that I mattered. So that was just, it was part of the process.
Right. The one part that you put in there at the end, that you mattered. A lot of us don't think that we matter. And so it's a great thing to recognize, because, boy, what a shame to cheat people out of knowing a little bit more about Arlene Gale. So I can't thank you enough for coming on my show and sharing this information.
Aww.
I want to take a little commercial break and come back and talk about a couple more things, okay?
We'll be right back
after this here short break.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays, and we are spending an incredible day here today with multiple award-winning author Arlene Gale, and she's out of North Texas, right outside of the Fort Worth area, and we're talking about her book, where I just lost my place. Oh, Face Forward, Move Forward. Okay, you go on Amazon. Now, look, folks, you might be chuckling, but this is going to happen to you when you get to be my age as well. So I'll be there waiting for it to happen. Anyway, what's really good about this is that we're talking about how when people tell their story, how empowering it is to help others as well as yourself. And from doing that, it's opened up the door for Arlene to do so many more things with so many different groups of people. So, Arlene, I know that you speak a lot. And one of the questions that I have for you is, you know, being an author and a speaker, I know that there's a lot of different things that go together. I know that you've written commercials and articles and different things for companies and a book. But when it comes to marketing yourself as a speaker from being an author, what do you see some of the struggles being?
Well, it's kind of the first thing that comes to mind is kind of a mixed blessing, that there's so many opportunities out there. But as part of that, it's hard to reach all those opportunities, and it's hard to, you know, they're inundated by a lot of people wanting to do the same thing. So it really, I think, becomes incumbent on an author or public speaker to network and to become a part of professional organizations, to find mentors, because it really is hard to just start from, you know, the first floor and, you know, soar as high as you want to soar without, you know, people wanting to hear what you have to say. And the only way they're going to know that you're there is to constantly work to let them know and just try and find the right fit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important to show up. You can't be recognized
right.
if you don't show up. If you write a book and it's a bestseller, I mean, you can't sit back and pretend you're Stephen King. You have to go out there, build relationships with others. You have to be willing
right.
to speak to whoever, because it's not what they can do for you. It's for who they know that might be able to do something
right.
for you.
And it's also about giving back to the community. I do a lot of volunteer work, and I don't say that to, you know, to toot my own horn, but I am always mindful of who might need that kind word or that hug or that gesture. There, you know, authors, you know, it's not just about selling me and my book. It's about being available. It's about putting myself up there. It's that vulnerability word, whether you're talking about relationships or business. Again, back to that. It's, you know, like you said, you have to show up, and it's not just show up and, you know, here, buy this, because you never know where the opportunities are going to come from. So it is more about relationships than it is about sales.
Right. Yeah, we all know that everyone wants to purchase something, but no one wants to be sold anything.
Right.
So it's very important to make a connection with someone in a relationship, whether it's because your children are in the same school or the same type of course or they play a sport or, you know, whatever they might do, there's that connection there that makes me. So for me, with Arlene Gale, you've written your story. You've told the unknown part of Arlene Gale, the
right.
transparent part. Okay, that's where I make the connection. When I find people like that, we know that we're going to get exactly what we're seeing from the beginning. It's not pretend. Okay, because
right.
you already put out who you are. Sometimes we don't like
right.
to. I teach a men's Bible study on Monday nights, and
mm-hmm.
men are the worst. You know, they're not going to share anything that looks like a dent in their armor. I mean, come on, don't be
right.
ridiculous. But it's important to know that when you are persistent at what you want to do, when you show up and you tell people what you want and you're willing to work for it, it's going to happen. Now, I don't know how
right.
the formula equates out. I just know, well, I remember when I started looking at self-help stuff and sales stuff, and I read some Zig Ziglar, and he said you can get everything in life that you want if you help everybody else get what they want. Then I started reading the Bible, and I met the original networker. Jesus says you reap what you sow. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so it really is there, and it's important that people work on it. And
right.
here's the best part about networking that I think. I coach people on building relationships to network their business.
Right.
And I think it's really important that, You just show up as who you are.
Right.
And you don't have to bring a business card. I mean, you can bring them, but you don't have to give them to everybody.
Right.
What you need to do is get their business card and reach out and make that conversation start to take place. One of the things about doing books for me was I think I've given away more books than I've sold.
Oh, yeah.
Only because it's something that allows them to take me home with them.
Right.
That allows me the opportunity to get asked to come and speak to their organization.
Right.
That $20 isn't going to make that happen. So,
right.
Anyway, I want to find out where you're going to be speaking. I know that you speak a lot of places. I know you're in Texas, so I want to come and hear you speak. So where are you going to be? How can people find out about that? How can they contact you? How can they hire you?
Okay, well, I am on Twitter, like I said, at @Arlene_Gale. That's A-R-L-E-N-E underscore G-A-L-E. I'm on Facebook, and you can see, you'll know it's me, Arlene Gale, author and public speaker, because you'll see the cover of my book, Face Forward, Move Forward. I have a website with a contact me link that you can go there and send me a message. I will be this weekend, I'll actually be in Killeen at a book signing, but I'm also doing a couple seminars. One is on technical writing, what it is and how to make a career of it. And the other one's about journaling and what you, the value that a person might get out of journaling. I will be someplace in the state of Texas, I don't know yet, for the Texas Authors Association Dear Texas event, and that's called DEAR. It stands for Drop Everything and Read. And let me just put in this little plug. You know, Alan does such a great job, and he is doing such a, providing such a unique service for authors in the state of Texas. If you don't know Texas Authors Association, check them out on the web. What you get for your membership, I mean, you can't even compare. It is immeasurable. Alan does all the hard work putting events together. All I have to do is, like we said, show up. So with that said, someplace on my website or on my website, you'll find where I'll be April 16th as part of the Dear Texas event. I will be in North Texas at the North Texas Book Festival on the 9th of April. There is a Oklahoma Writers Federation, Inc., OWFI. They have a conference in Oklahoma City on the second weekend in May. I am doing three seminars there. It's a fabulous conference for anybody who is a writer or a wannabe writer. They have a wide range of topics, and you can also set up an interview with an agent or an editor. Highly recommend it. I will be in June, that first week in June, at West Texas A&M Writers Academy. It's a full immersion week of nothing but writing. There's a whole bunch of topics. It's a great gift, one of the best gifts I've ever given myself. Again, that's West Texas A&M. It's called the Writers Academy in Canyon, Texas. So those are the big events. I'd love to come to your event. I speak on writing topics at schools. I do a lot of that. Again, that's part of the giving back to the community. So if you're looking for me, go to my website at arlenegale.com and hit the contact me button, and you can send me a message. And I would love to hear from you. I'd love to have you join me on Twitter. Let's connect. Let's change the world one life at a time together.
Awesome, awesome. I can't wait to meet you face-to-face. I know you're not going to be in Austin in April, but I'm looking at different things, and I'm going to it's on my list of to-dos is to start going to a lot more of the TX author stuff. Alan Bougereau does so much, as you said,
yes.
For authors, and I hope that people will take advantage of the opportunity to go at the end of April to the Celebration of Authors event and get to meet like-minded people like yourself. That can help people understand the different things, the struggles, the hurdles, the celebrations, and the different things that come in with that. And not only that, if you can meet different people and they know what you're doing, they might have already been somewhere where they can recommend you to be a speaker or do a book signing as well. So that's a great thing. I mean, I love Alan. What he does is just phenomenal, and I'm really thankful that I've had the opportunity to meet you through Alan. And I know that you and I had a going back and forth, getting you on the show here. Most of it my fault, and I am so glad that it worked out because it was
me too.
So worth it. I'm so glad that the people in our listening base get to hear this information. So I just want to say one more time, thank you so much for not only spending your time with us here today, but for what you're doing and the difference you're making with people like amputees and people with addictions and the children that you're going to do. I know that, I'm just going to say it out loud. I know that your son's team's going to finish first place, so I can't
wait to hear. Well, win, lose, or draw, we're going to do it together. Yep. Well, thank you so much, Tony, for this time and this opportunity. And I'm very passionate about what I do. And so I consider when people like you come into my life, I consider it a blessing. And so I thank you for that.
Yeah, you're not going to get rid of me that easy. So get prepared.
Great. All right.
Bring it on. Thanks again. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.
All right. All right, folks, that's our show for today. We're going to wrap it up. I'm going to play a couple commercials and we'll go away here. But I just want you to remember txauthors.com. Click on the tab that says code, C-O-A-D, Celebration of Authors Dinner. It's going to be something that you need to be at. It will be on April 30th through May 1st in Austin, Texas. Buy a ticket, okay? I guarantee you're going to have a good time there. And it's going to be worth whatever the tickets cost. It's going to be worth the investment, and I'll guarantee you that. I'll be there. So if you buy a ticket and you don't find it was worth it, come and see me. And I'll buy the ticket back off you. How's that? My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every week. Please join us on Wednesday mornings, 10:30, 11:30 Central Time. And make sure to get a copy of the book from Arlene Gale, Face Forward, Move Forward. Okay, go on Amazon, type it in, and you'll see a whole selection of different books by Arlene as well. That's our show for today. I hope everyone has a blessed week. We'll see you next week.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.